the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 8th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. It was a contest most expected would not be decided until late night, but shortly after 8:30, MSNBC projected Democrat Andy Beshear won a second term as governor of Kentucky. In Mississippi, the incumbent Tate Reeves eked out a win versus both a Democrat and independent challenger. And in Ohio, voters passed a right-to-abortion measure by a wide margin, almost 57% versus a little over 43%. Meantime, the Washington Post reports the Supreme Court appears likely to uphold a federal statute disarming people who are subject to domestic violence protective orders. The Iowa Utilities Board is taking public input this week on a proposed rate hike by one of the state's biggest gas and electric service providers.
Alliant Energy is proposing to increase natural gas and electric rates by nearly $300 million over the next 2 years, with a 13% hike in electricity rates and a 5% hike for gas. That would translate to paying $250 more per year for the average residential customer. AARP Iowa State Director Brad Anderson says this would have a dramatic impact on Iowa's most vulnerable seniors, who've already seen the price of their basic needs increase.
For example, prescription drugs. You see housing costs across Iowa soar. You see gas prices go up and down. And certainly at the grocery store, older Iowans on a fixed income simply cannot afford paying another $250 a year for their utility bill.
Alliant says it's adjusting rates to be able to provide safe, reliable utility service statewide and to make a profit for shareholders. I'm Mark Moran.
And for young people with serious behavioral health challenges, a new report says Pennsylvania's congregate care settings may be the best option. We get more from our Danielle Smith.
The report's authors surveyed 20 providers of congregate care in facilities that can house about a dozen kids to almost 300. Co-author Jacqueline Kreshock with the Pennsylvania Council of Children, Youth, and Family Services says there's a growing movement to transition youth to more community-based and home-like settings. But feedback from the survey shows many young people still require the more comprehensive help that congregate care can offer.
One of the key findings is that, you know, all of the services that the youth can access are located within that congregate care setting. And if it's not within that congregate care setting, the staff in that setting set services up with outside providers.
Kreshock points out these settings can be a comprehensive treatment option for young people.
This is Public News Service. Colleges nationwide are improving services for students to ensure they stay enrolled after the challenging first 2 years.
Administrators say their focus has long been freshman year and helping students adjust to a higher ed environment. But a new effort aims to prevent so-called stopouts during the second year, when students complete much of their core curriculum. Senior Associate Provost at Bridgewater State University, Michael Young, says the goal is to help students build a strong foundation.
This project is really about preparing students to be ready to succeed when they get into the depth of their major and feel ready to finish off their degree.
Young says Bridgewater and 10 other schools will work with the Gardner Institute to also close equity gaps and ensure demographics or zip code don't determine student success. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And a new report finds Dominion Energy's integrated resource plan does not align with Virginia's climate goals.
Dominion wants to keep using gas and coal-fired power plants, citing data center expansion in Northern Virginia. But the Virginia Clean Economy Act says Dominion is supposed to be using 100% renewable electricity by 2045. Dominion's plan does meet Governor Glenn Youngkin's energy plan, which relies on both fossil fuels and renewables. Dennis Wormstead with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis is ambivalent about the company using hydrogen for its gas plants. He says there are too many unanswered questions.
They don't have any cost figures that are credible. They don't have any estimates of who would be providing this hydrogen fuel, how it would be getting to the new facility that they want to build, and what all this would cost for ratepayers.
For now, the future of the plan is in the hands of the State Corporation Commission. In the meantime, Dominion is pushing forward with its Coastal Virginia offshore wind farm. It's expected to generate more than 2.5 gigawatts of electricity, enough to power 660,000 homes. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, from our Eric Tegadoff, adjunct professors at universities and colleges in the U.S. are struggling. Their Canadian counterparts are treated better for their work, and that benefits students.
John Marcus, higher education editor with the Hechinger Report, says Canadian adjuncts enjoy a number of perks. On average, they're paid about $7,000 per course, nearly twice as much as in the United States, and typically have teaching assistants. Marcus says there are other aspects that make their jobs easier, too.
They have government health insurance, which is an important benefit that most American adjuncts don't have. They also have job security. They are under contracts that give them a few terms at a time in advance of when they teach, where in America, adjuncts essentially teach one semester at a time.
Many adjuncts in the United States struggle to make ends meet. The American Federation of Teachers found nearly one in four earn below the federal poverty level for a family of four.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.